Yeah, please do triple station. Please kneel down. And those who can kneel, those who can kneel down, then please kneel down. Those who can't, then say thanks. Say relax. You can sit down. And then put palms together at the heart. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas reside in the 10 directions. So I think I must say that today meaning of my life to free all sentient beings from all the sufferings and to bring them in the full enlightenment, to cause perfect happiness towards all sentient beings. And and I have this responsibility. And so today I'm going to make my life to be most beneficial, most fruitful, most beneficial towards all sentient beings. not only to cause happiness this life, but to cause happiness, more important, to cause happiness of future lives, the long run happiness, then especially the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and especially the full enlightenment. Among those, and especially full enlightenment. So to cause all this happiness. So, so in the heart, and this is taking as my precept today, is for the happiness of each, each living being. This is for them. For their happiness. Now, then please repeat. I think that Lama, visualize the Lama from your side, Shakyamuni Buddha, and then, think that you're following the prayer. All Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, reside in the 10 directions. Please pay attention to me. Please, Guru, pay attention to me. Just as past Tathagatas, the food destroyers, the completely perfect Buddha, like the heavenly steed, and the great elephant, accomplish their object, did their task, lay down their load of the contaminated aggregates, achieve their own purpose, consume their ties to samsara, as they possessed perfect speech, a mind properly liberated, a wisdom properly liberated, just as they perfectly took their mind and perceived, for the sake of all sentient beings, in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sicknesses, in order to perfect person is to enlightenment, and in order to realize the highest perfect enlightenment. In the same way, for the sake of all sentient beings, in order to benefit. So here is a temporary benefit. To cause, I'm taking this as my process, to give all the temporary benefit, all the happiness to the sentiments, temporary happiness. Then, when you say, in order to liberate them, the ultimate happiness thing I'm giving here, taking this organization in order to cause. Ultimate happiness to all the victims. In order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, so think of all those countries where there are so many thousands of people, have so much problem with the famine, starving, remember all the difficulties in the life. So I'm taking this vow at my precept to benefit to to benefit to all those living beings, to free them from the suffering of pain. In order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sicknesses, think all the sick people at home, all the sick people in the hospitals, so many, and those going to have operations, not sure what they're going to survive, or going to, what they're going to survive or going to die, not sure. So there, there's so many pitiful sick people. Those who are having those who are having the operation now. However, so think all those sick people and then think that I'm taking advanced passes for them. For all sentient beings to be free from sicknesses. Then next, in order to perfect the 37 aids to enlightenment, and in order to realize the highest perfect enlightenment, I, please mention your name, will also perfectly accept Vahana Prasad from this moment until sunrise tomorrow. So please repeat. Second time, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, residing in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Please, Guru, pay attention to me. Just as Pasadagadas, the food destroyers, the complete perfect Buddhas, like the heavenly seed, the great elephant, accomplished their objects, did their task, laid down their load, contaminated aggregates, achieved their own purpose, consumed their ties to samsara, as they possess perfect speech, a mind properly liberated, wisdom properly liberated, just the perfect to the advanced. So terrible something. Not benefiting, not liberating, not eliminate heaven, not eliminate sicknesses, not perfect as seventh eighth enlightenment. In order to realize the highest perfect enlightenment. In the same way, the terrible something will not benefit, not liberating, not eliminate heaven, not eliminate sicknesses, not perfect as seventh eighth enlightenment. And in order to realize the highest perfect enlightenment, I will also perfectly accept my presence for the moment in the sunrise tomorrow. all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, residing in 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Please, Guru, pay attention to me. Just as the past Sagadas, the food destroyers, the complete perfect Buddhas, like the heavenly seated, the great elephant, accomplish their object, which is their task, lay down their load, achieve their own purpose, consume their ties to samsara, as the first perfect speech, a mind properly liberated, a wisdom properly liberated, just the perfect truth of mind first, the servile sentiment, not benefit them, not liberate them, not eliminate them, not eliminate sicknesses, not the perfect as them is to enlighten. And not realize the highest perfect enlightenment. In the same way, the servile sentiment, in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate them, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to perfect 37 age to enlightenment, and in order to realize the highest perfect enlightenment, I, Prasad Majonin, will also perfectly accept my unprecedented from this moment in sunrise tomorrow. So, now, without wandering mind, one must generate thought that I have received the pure, the ordination, the advance, the minor ordination, and the reviving, purifying and reviving, in the presence of all the lineage lamas of this, and starting from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, then all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, the lama that you have visualized, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So one must generate thought I have received. If you don't generate the thought I have received, then you don't receive. So it's defined by that. So now next, now making the vow. By thinking of the past Buddhas, you know, Tathagatas, they practiced these vows and benefited to ascending beings, enlightened demons. Yeah. So I'm also going to send today. From now on, I will not kill. So this all is a, no, this all is a, that you know, mistaken. So probably from my mistakes in the past, you know, so saying and or many times, so maybe that unnecessary words, you know, putting unnecessary words between. Anyway, from now on, I will not kill. Take another's property. I don't know, does this property mean just a house and land or any belonging? I'm not sure. Does this mean only one to confiscate the house and property, house and land? Or only this to that, I'm not sure. So, I mean, no, which means here, no, I'm not going to take, you see, things belong to others, you know, things that are not owned by you, belong to others. possessions. I will not engage in the sexual activity. Will not speak false words. Do not tell a lie. I will totally avoid alcohol, which is the cause of many faults. I will not use high. So this also expensive baits. So again, this is a mistake. This all, by having all means you have choice. You have choice in many persons, you have choice. So take it what you like and don't take it what you don't like. I will not use high expensive base on forms like that. I will avoid eating food at improper times in the long time. So that means after 12. So before that can be eaten any time. There's no food as a fixed time meant. So therefore, normally it's good that to start from, say, to be able to finish at 12, then could start earlier, that 11 o'clock, or see how that makes it comfortable to finish at 12 o'clock. So here, so now today is one meal, so then one meal is not mentioned there, so we have to think precisely for the benefit of all sentient beings. Not only taking vow to not eat the wrong time, but so one meal to practice the remedy towards the delusion. To pacify delusion. So a high normally means higher than this, you see, on this one, on length. I will not wear perfumes, garlands, and ornaments. Again, so this all is also there's another choice there. So for Dharma purpose, for Dharma reasons, then there's an exception. Like when you teach Dharma, sit on the throne in order to respect the Dharma, in order to respect the teachings. then the chanting the prayers, you see, for Dharma purpose. parts of Dharma. You see, to to subdue the mind, you know. Exception. So the these things that these things say while one is living in the vow, then they are doing some of the for Dharma purpose. So that the special case, the exception to pacify delusions, for the purpose of Dharma, which means to pacify delusion. Sing, dance, and so forth. Just as the food destroys, abandon killing, and so forth. May I, by avoiding killing. And so then, yes, so you're responding towards that. Here's the method. So you select, you say yes. Now, reciting the mantra. Purifying the degenerate vows and the restoring. Om Amagasila Tambara Barabara Mahashuta Sadopema Pivakede Pujantarandara Samanta all over there. Hung Pe Soha Om Amagasila Sambara Barambara Mahashuda Sadopema Vivukite Bujadara Dara Samantha Avalokite Pumpe Soha Oma Amangashila Sambara Barambara Mahashuda Sadopema Vivukite Bujadara Dara Samantha Avalokite Pumpe Soha. Now we'll just start together. Om Amogashela Sambarambaram Mahashuddha Satopema Bhivagede Bhujandarandara Asamanda Avalokete Umbe So Om Amogashela Sambarambaram Mahashuddha Satopema Bhivagede Bhujandarandara Asamanda Avalokete
Om Amangashila Sambarambarambaramah
So we do the rest part, the extending the practice of offering, then we do the dedication. So all the light offerings here in the ceiling, then here at the altar, all the nectar offerings, and then all the whatever, and at your home, with flowers and so forth, whatever offering there, then. Now offer all this towards all the holy objects that are in India, including Buddha Gaya, where the 1,000 Buddha descend, and then they show the holy deeds of enlightenment, then becoming enlightened. So one more offering, make all this offering towards all those holy objects there in India by visualizing the bottom of the virtual friend from one's own side. Generated great bliss in all their holy minds. Now, one make all these offerings, what is here and what is at your home, towards all the holy objects in Tibet, including Shakyamuni Buddha statue blessed by Buddha himself, that is in the house or temple. By visualizing root virtual friend, generate a great place in all the holy minds. Now we make all these offerings towards all the holy objects which are in Nepal, including those precious the stupa, Swaminathan, the Bhavana stupa, so forth. Then, if there are any virtuous friends in those countries, also at the same time, also can make offering to them. Then I will make offering to all the other Buddhist countries, all the holy objects of the other Buddhist countries, Sri Lanka, Burma, all the holy objects in mainland China, Taiwan, so forth. And all the rest of the world, by visualizing root virtual friend in the form of one side, generated, and then meditate that generated a great bliss. Now we offer all the 10 directions, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, by visualizing in bottom of the root virtual friend from one side, and generate a great place in all the holy mind. And you can make the offering not just once, you can make the offering all the time, you know, Tantara Buddha Sangha, again and again. Now we make all these offerings towards all the 10 directions, statues, stupas, scriptures, Buddha, By visualizing input from the root reverse refrain from one small side and generate a bliss. So as I mentioned before, also put palms together at the same time, you know, prostrating to the. So now we dedication and give all the merits, give all our past, present, future merits, and all the result happiness after enlightenment, all the realizations we give to all sentient beings. To every hell beings, to every hungry ghost, to every animals, to every human beings, every asura beings. Did all this. By this, we have collected numberless merit again. And by this, due to this, whatever sufferings the sentient beings have, may it be rubbing to me. Whatever happiness merit I have, may it be rubbing towards all sentient beings. Dedicate this way. Did all the past benefits of marriage collect balance of the service and the means? May all the father, mother, and the means have happiness? May the tea lodge and the means forever, empty forever? May all the Buddha service prayers to be succeed immediately? May I be able to cause all this by myself alone? Did all the tea time marriage collect balance of the service and the means? May myself, family, all sentient beings able to complete parameter of morality by keeping it without pride, without mistakes, and keeping it pure. I'll dedicate all the merits in the best way to quickly enlighten all sentient beings at the Buddha Sabbath. Buddha Sabbath certificate their merits and summon the Bhagavad Gita course realizes. While it is existing, that which is empty. Achieve Guru Chaitanya Buddha's enlightenment, there which, while it is existing, there which is empty. Lead all sentient beings, while they are existing, there who are empty, to that enlightenment, while it is existing, there which is empty. As good as possible, by myself alone, who's also, while it is existing, there which is empty. Did all three time merits collect balance of the service name with the Lama from Habas and complete teaching unified with Sutantras, stand as one, to be exercised completely with one's mind, one's family members, in the mind of all the students, and one spread in the mind of all the sentient beings, lead them to enlightenment as quick as possible. So now, three post station with same visualization.